Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Having completed the last hadith in this chapter of fulfilling one's trust and amanat, and as we will recall, it was the occasion of Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was on the battlefield and he feared that he will not live after that, but he will be made shaheed. And he made wasiyat to his son Abdullah in that battlefield, and how the son then fulfilled that amanat and the trust which his father had left to put to him, that is to execute the estate, and the details of which we have read. A little bit of the explanation and vocabulary which is given here, we will just go through that. The battle of Jamal, the camel, took place between Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. This was a battle based on the proper legal and solid basis from both sides. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha felt that the people who had made Hazrat Usman Shaheed must be brought to task immediately, while Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the Khalifa at the time, he felt let the Khilafat be established, let it become strong. There was a lot of turbulence still that was carrying on. Let that sort out and then we will deal with them. On that basis, this difference took place. So both were on haq and both had correct niyat and intention and sincerity. However, because Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha led this battle on a camel, it is called the Battle of Siffin. It was named as such because of the camel upon which Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was seated. Our aqidah is 100% that all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum are 100% on haq, and their differences were between them. They were also human beings and they had their differences, but their differences was not on any dunya or any personal gain or fame or anything, but it was 100% on the deen of Allah and for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And all of them are 100% accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith teaches us that one who is honest and intends to honor his trust will find ease in all dealings and interactions with people. This is an important point that we learned from this hadith, that Hazrat Abdullah, the son of Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it was really a very daunting task, a huge estate, which as we had read was over 50 million gold coins. And he had to find out whoever the creditors were, and he had to settle all the debts, etc. It took him up to 4 years or more in order to do this. But with all sincerity, he sought to deal with these matters and deal with them correctly. Yet the important point that we should learn is for us ourselves personally, that we have our wills made. And according to Islam and Sharia, the will must be. If a person owns even just a little bit, his will must be made. And on the other hand, that those who have passed away, and then their estate must be sorted out as soon as possible. If possible, within the first 3 days, that estate should be sorted out. The legal procedures, unfortunately, nowadays, that can take its course. But according to Sharia, that estate should be distributed as soon as possible. And at least a person should make this wasiyat, that my estate must be distributed immediately after I pass away. Otherwise, a person is kept in captivity in the qabr until his estate is not distributed. Though he might be having high positions by Allah, but because his estate is not distributed, he did not make the necessary means for it to be then he is kept in quarantine until it is settled and sorted out. So this is also a very important aspect of our deen, which unfortunately generally even the righteous and the pious, the learned also, we don't pay attention to it. It doesn't cross our minds also. This is an important aspect that we should try and sort out. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.